This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's a super day in the neighborhood. It's Super Tuesday, in fact. Yep, Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 2020. The delegate count, the primary calendar, all of the things that are going on today. But before we get to that on the DJV program in this hour, time for us with us and includes Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen, the count. Now, all of the stuff that is countable, we have all of the things that are fit to count here. I laugh about it because it's become, you know, it is the business about whether the world is coming to an end. I was sitting in the airport last night getting ready to get on the plane to come back from Florida, and CNN was on, and Jennifer and Victoria, the lady, Aaron, somebody or other that's on in the evening, what's her name, Aaron Brooks or Aaron, whatever her name is. She had Sanjay...
Burnett.
Yeah, right. She had Sanjay Gupta on, who's the medical guy at CNN, and some other hack. I don't know where he was or where he was from, but they were, the two of them, not Sanjay, but the host and the other guy were doing their best to make it seem like the world was coming to an end. And Sanjay Gupta...
You better not say anything negative about Sanjay, because that's my mom's boyfriend.
Did I finish? I don't know.
I'm just saying in advance. My mom loves you, but I don't want you...
Really?
Go after her
Wait a second. You mean there's a challenge between me and Sanjay Gupta as to who your mother has affection for?
Don't make her choose.
Well, she won't have to in this instance. I thought Sanjay did a very credible job in explaining the reality... which, actually, the president has kind of done in a clumsy way over the last couple of days. But Gupta said, okay. He didn't say okay. Like Jennifer says, what's his face, said, look. Well, he didn't say look and he didn't say okay. But he did say that this was not a death-defying problem. He said people are going to get it, and there may be a lot of folks who get fairly sick with it, but they'll recover. This is not the end of the world. As in this, and so Aaron just kept saying, what about this? And he said, no.
Well, you know how CNN is.
Well, I do know how it is. Fox News.
It's the same thing. It's just.
That was kind of my point. Well, I had 2 points. One, CNN is being irresponsible as usual. And the reality of how many people are going to die versus how many people are going to get this is minimal. So there are now 100 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. I could say, so what? And maybe you'd think that was disrespectful. That is the information. That is the fact. There are 100 cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. And so where do we go from there? Well, Jennifer, I'd like you to bring us up to date on what you're seeing. I have my screen set to about 4 or 5 different anecdotal stories as to where this stuff is. And I almost resent having to lead with this here because it seems that for me, and I think a lot of other people, the more important thing today is the primary in the 14 states.
Yeah, that's what I'm ready for. It's 15 states today, Super Tuesday.
All right.
Big one.
So anyway, let's just do a... In California, it's the homeless's fault, right?
Actually, no one started to blame the homeless yet. No, that's more...
Well, they have in Seattle. A host yesterday named Jason Rance on KTTH in Seattle blamed the Washington State problems anyway on the homeless.
Right.
So
homeless, last time I checked, the homeless don't fly to Italy and fly to China. So he's got his head up his butt, if that's an argument.
There are a lot of things to blame the homeless, the homeless population on. But I don't think we've started to do that in California. I just don't know what the option is. Okay, so coronavirus is here. That's the reality. What do we do? All we can control is our reaction to it. So do we climb into a hole and just wait? or do we just take our chances and hope for the best?
No, you do.
Wash your hands well. Right.
Yep. Right.
And I don't know. I mean, I'm overwhelmed with coronavirus because I just feel like
it's ridiculous.
What's the option? Okay, so it's here, we deal with it. You know, what else? But anyway, according to stuff that's going on here in California, and that seems to be where it's settling, is on the West Coast a little bit. There are a lot of the deaths were coming from Washington. There's confirmed cases in California. In Orange County, they're quarantining some firefighters who came into contact with a patient after they transported someone with symptoms of the coronavirus. So people are being careful. They're quarantining people that they think might come into contact. I think the bigger story is what the economic impact is going to be. And yesterday, the economy bounced back a bit.
Yep,
but
sure did.
Hollywood Stock is saying market. That they're going to see some problems because they've been closing down productions overseas, things that were happening in Italy and things that were happening in Asia. Mm-hmm. They've had to close those down. But I was talking to my friend who's in the television industry, and they said that that actually might be good for TV business, because if the films have to shut down for a certain amount of time because of the coronavirus, television is going to have to pick up kind of the slack. And so maybe you might see Hollywood shifting around some of its budget from films back into TV for a little bit. So that kind of an interesting take.
500 television shows in production in California.
Oh yeah,
right now.
Me.
It's not like
TV is not it's not suffering.
No.
Right.
Mm-mm.
But what I've heard from my friend is that the pilot season this year was really scheduled to be pretty small. Like there weren't a lot of new pilots coming out, and so he was saying that that might actually kind of shift or kick the studios to put more pilots out just because of the coronavirus. So there, that's all I've heard. I've heard that there are shortages and, you know, cancellations and things, and the stuff that people are buying off the shelves to try to keep them safe, not working. The masks, not necessarily going to do much for you. People are buying tons of anti, sanitizer.
That seems to be going. Yeah,
people are also buying like non-perishable goods.
Yeah, Costco's like, all run down.
It's kind of
come on.
Yeah,
calm
I don't know.
Down,
I think that's a little
God's
much.
Sake.
Although I'll end up being like, does anyone have a can of beans? But you know, for right now, I think
I
it's
have
a little
can
much.
Of beans. I got two or three cans of beans.
I don't want to make light of it, but really, for the flu, you're stocking up on canned goods.
Eat well. Keep yourself clean. The symptoms include A, runny nose, B, cough, C, sore throat, D, fever. Most of them are mild, like the common cold.
The other one that you're missing is shortness of breath. That's a big one that's one that sets it apart from the other regular flu.
Right. That would, if you're short of breath, if you have that symptom, that may lead to pneumonia, according to the World Health Organization anyway. They continue to put out daily information. There is no emergency. They've said there is a concern. There's a crisis. I like that word because it's always overused. The fellas up at WARM in Seattle are on the streets this week. They're giving out hand sanitizers to help minimize the fear. The fear is being, it's like the news media is working against the other media. One set of standards, if you will, the media, because the media is a round term that means radio, television, news, the movies, it's a whole encapsulation. So some of it is being overdone. And to talk about CNN, yesterday they launched a new podcast, Coronavirus, Fact versus Fiction. And Gupta is the one who's doing it. So I think that it'll probably have some, it'll be responsible, frankly. 52 cases in the U.S., one in Arizona, 18 in Cali, two in Florida, and there hadn't been any in Florida until yesterday, four in Illinois, one in Massachusetts, one in New York, three in Oregon, two in Rhode Island, 18 in Washington State. That's where the six people have died. Wisconsin has one, and New Hampshire has one. And so that's the total. The economy
like,
is it delegates
or is it coronavirus? We've got my stories confused now.
It's easy to confuse all of this stuff. The economy, the conversation still is wrapped around coronavirus. That certainly pervades most of the other conversations about what's going on in the business world. And so I said yesterday, and it proved to be true, that it was a great time to buy stock. That's why the stock market went up yesterday, because people are now back in buying. They've seen it go down. At one point, it was down about 14% during the course of, was it Monday or Friday? I remember when the numbers are. But at any rate, there are a lot of people who study this. A fellow who runs the Arizona State University's Carey School of Business has said in a public platform he's not worried about the resilience, full profits, and that kind of stuff. There are some concerns about small businesses, medium-sized businesses, and certainly a program like this caters to the people who have. We have a lot of folks I hear from, a lot of people who run small businesses, and some people are concerned. They probably be the ones that are the hardest hit. You know, they're walking a fine line because most small businesses are on the edge. They work from week to week. It just is. That's the way it is. There's not a lot of cash. Jennifer, you and I know the realities of that. So one hiccup and you got a problem. So at any rate, the large companies, nothing to worry about. Smaller companies have challenges. There are people who are laying folks off, not because they're worried about the coronavirus and having people all together at work there. And some people are working from home. What happened with your husband? Did he, can he work from home? What happened? What was
No, they haven't reached that point yet. I think after this week, his company hasn't said anything about it, but I have other friends who commute into the city, and their managers have told them that at the end of this week, seeing how this goes, what happens with new cases, they'll start to make decisions based on whatever happens with, you know, outbreaks. So they'll make decisions of telecommuting, you know, having people working from home, things like that. A handful of businesses in New York City yesterday announced that visitors will no longer be allowed in the building. So only employees are allowed in the building. And I guess that will cut down on some of the traffic going in and out of buildings. But as of right now, New York City is like, I mean, it's business as usual.
It is. I think that New York City has been the least affected by this, at least it seems
so
to
far,
be.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about the services? Anybody know anything about what's going on in the Army, the Navy, the Marine Corps, Air Force?
I know one is sick. There's
that one case, right, from South Korea?
Yeah.
That's all I've heard.
And what about baseball games? We're in the baseball season. Has there been any noted lesser of attendance, if that's the correct phrase?
I was there last weekend. Everything seemed fine. Everybody was talking about the Astros, not the coronavirus.
And I haven't heard anything about baseball. I don't know if it's because it's outside and, I don't know, there's more air to breathe. I've only heard it that they were talking possibly about NCAA games for March Madness, that they might not have audiences there, which would be bizarre because that's one of the biggest sporting events of the year that people love going to. And then I've heard that for like soccer games in Europe. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, but I haven't heard anything about baseball.
I think the final word on this comes from a lot of hospitals. There are people running the emergency rooms that are just over. They just don't know what to do because there's so many people that are wandering in there asking whether, you know, they just end up having a cold and they're afraid because the news media is scaring the hell out of everybody. And so that's, you know, they go to the hospital. It was a 25-year-old woman who went to her doctor's office in Edgewater, New Jersey, had gone to Asia, told the staff about her flu-like symptoms, asked whether she might have the virus sweeping through her body. The staff took concern seriously, and they checked her out. People are – I say that because an example of people being anxious, but, you know – it turned out with this particular case, she did have it, and they took her in an ambulance to Hackensack Medical Center after she'd been to the local hospital. So it was smart. That was, you know, that was the first case of that problem in New Jersey. But just calm down. Use your intelligence. Schools, we got people here in Framingham, my hometown, thinking, well, maybe we should shut the schools down. Like, what? There's one person who has it in Massachusetts. Huh? 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Auburn hair like a sunrise, sweetest smile he ever seen. Butterflies, they dance around her. Like the first rose of spring.
You see some of those in California now. Actually, southwest. Some of it down in the southeast, too. The roses are coming back. Spring is here. This is the weekend you push your clocks. Right, spring ahead. You lose an hour's worth of sleep.
The worst.
And then,
more daylight.
Take a nap. Yeah, you get more daylight. I'm already seeing daylight here earlier in the morning than I have. Of course, I won't see it when I go back to California. But it's okay. I'll enjoy it while I'm here. Willie Nelson's 87th birthday is April 29th. And he's announced, sort of in conjunction with that, making a rare Nashville concert appearance with a pair of performances at the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Museum CMA Theater. Those are set for the 1st and 2nd of May. Tickets for the two shows on sale on Friday, with the prices ranging from $75 to $500. He's a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, and he's been there since 1993, appropriately so. His pivotal roles in the creation and proliferation of what was called, or still is, I guess, called outlaw music, the Texas music scene, prominent features in the museum's current exhibit, Outlaws and Armadillos, Country's Roaring 70s, which opened
That's
up in 2018.
That's a great exhibit. I actually saw that last year. Yeah. It's so fun. It's Waylon
Jennings.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. His LP last year, Ride Me Back Home, earned him a 10th Grammy Award, and the title track believed it was got the best country solo performance trophy. So Willie's still at it at the age of 87. Next up for Nelson is the release of a new LP called First Rose of Spring. That's the song you just heard him sing a little of. Tickets for Willie Nelson and family at the CMA Theater in downtown Nashville go on sale on Friday as well at 10 o'clock Central Time. He also has other dates on the calendar this spring, and tickets are on sale now for those shows. And I think they've already announced the Farm Aid venue, but I can't remember what it is, in September. So he's still, listen, my aspiration is to be as busy as I can be at 87, and he's He's into it. Listen, this is a beautiful version of this.
Two sweethearts and that summer wind.
Yeah. Got it. The old man's got it. All right, so that's the Willie story. Grand Ole Opry anointed its newest member with the addition of singer Rhonda Vincent, known in the bluegrass world. She was surprised during the festivities following her performance of Like I Could. The song's co-writer and Opry member, Jeannie Seely, extended the invitation and asked Rhonda Vincent if she wanted to join the Opry. A stunned Vincent responded, 100% yes, oh my gosh. I grew up listening to the Grand Ole Opry. Thank you, dear God. Rhonda, who won a 2018 Grammy Award for Best Bluegrass Album for her LP All the Rage, then performed Those Memories alongside Opry members Seely, Connie Smith, Cheryl, and Sharon White. Rhonda's going to be formally welcomed into the Opry at a ceremony on March 24th. One of the producers of the Opry, Dan Rogers, said throughout her award-winning career, Rhonda's always made time to visit us at the Opry. She's a force of nature on stage and a friend to fellow artists and fans behind the scenes. Her songs have a home among the many styles of music we celebrate at the Opry. Soon after, Rhonda then tweeted, still in shock at this amazing invitation. Thank you so much. This is a dream come true. I love the Opry so much, and I'm very humble. Thankful and blessed. Isn't that a nice story? I don't know that much about her, but sounds like she deserves it. So congratulations to Rhonda Vincent, 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Mom, delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back.
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Custom print promotions that will help your business bloom.
If you're looking to grow your business, Staples can help by printing custom marketing materials.
Select products printed same day when you order by 2 p.m.
And now at Staples, get 25% off flyers, brochures, postcards, or direct mail services when you spend $50 or more.
Bring your designs to life this spring at Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New in the headlines this hour, MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
To politics now.
I'm in it to win it.
Mike Bloomberg will compete in Super Tuesday contests. This as three Democrats drop out. Amy Klobuchar, Mayor Pete, and Tom Steyer. All three getting behind Joe Biden, whose latest gaffe making news he calls Super Tuesday, Super Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sort of like the newsletter of the air. This is DJ Setti and Doug. Try it slower. Sometimes everything runs together. The DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, with Kara Schillen at the controls. Everybody's voting today. The arrow points that away. And meanwhile, Mike Bloomberg has been the leading radio advertiser around the country in the past week. He purchased 55,000, excuse me. Looking at the numbers here. Last week, around the country, 55,527 radio spots ran for Mike Bloomberg. I think it'll pay off. We'll see
today if it works, yeah.
Today you'll see, have a measurement of it. I think at the end of the day, there's the killer bees and that's it. And the Miss Egotist, she is such an egomaniac. She has no clue. It's all about her. I'm staying in. I'm talking about Elizabeth Warren.
Well, the DNC didn't pressure her. The DNC pressured Amy Klobuchar and Mayor Pete to get out.
Yeah,
because
right.
They wanted people to start voting for Joe Biden today because they want to see a challenge to Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And they probably are encouraging Liz, hey, stay in, because they need her to split votes away from Bernie Sanders for Biden to have a chance. So,
yep.
She probably thinks she's doing fine.
Yeah, and Bloomberg, unfortunately, will probably just take votes away from Biden, so we could end up with four people in kind of a mess, so who knows.
we'll see. Tomorrow morning we have a lot to be talking about. In the meantime, I'm looking at the at the
Nashville is the big story right now. Yeah.
Nashville. In what way explained? Oh, yeah. Well, let's just to make sure everybody understands the significance. I think probably they do. Maybe it's been overstated, in fact, how all of this stuff shapes up today. The bottom line is, if you're in one of those states, please don't sit on your hands. Don't be like so many other uninformed, I was going to say ignorant, but I'll say uninformed people who don't participate in the primary because they don't think it's that important. The big election is November. No, that's not correct. The big election is right now, right here, today. Unfortunately, we don't have a system where that makes sense, where everybody votes in a primary on the same day, which is the only fair way to do it. It's the only real American way to do it. Instead, the system has been corrupted over the years by the politicians and political parties, so they have these things all over the place.
And early voting is a problem, too.
Think about
all the people who voted for Mayor Pete.
My mom voted for him on Thursday. So
ridiculous.
Now she feels like
it's an insult. Yeah, she should feel that way.
Well, it's not a rigged system.
For the benefit of the politicians.
Goes to the candidate, though, too. I mean, the candidate knew that a lot of people had cast votes for them, and they took that into consideration. The truth is, Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar weren't going to do very well on Super Tuesday anyway. So, small number of votes, but still, for those people who already cast theirs in that direction, that's a bummer.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting that President Trump, pretty much in his usual way, accused the people who are running for president of sort of a quid, I think the expression he used, Jennifer, was quid pro quo, alleging that the Democrats, as they, you know, they used that to impeach him.
Well, they did.
He suggested,
I mean, that's what they did.
No.
They went to Pete and Amy and they said, look, you two have a political future. What can we do here? Amy, maybe you'll be a vice presidential candidate. Pete, we'll back you in 4 years. You have plenty of time and we'll make sure that you're the person. So, of course they did. That's how they dumped him out. And I'm sure they absorbed some of their campaign debt as well.
There you go. All right, back to the reality of the tornado. Who's got that? Victoria, you on top of that?
Yeah. Okay. In Nashville, two people were killed just before 1 a.m. Local time this morning, and a tornado ripped right through Nashville, heavily populated areas. 40 structures collapsed around the city, and 20 people are in the hospital, and like I said, two were killed immediately. And that happened in Germantown, East Nashville, and Hermitage, and so they're just assessing the damage. It looks... Really, the images are starting to pop up online, and it looks exactly like what a tornado can do. This is the scariest Mother Nature element to me, always. Tornadoes just absolutely terrify me. So this was Mount Juliet, which is a suburb that's 20 miles east of Nashville. That's where that's where it seems to have touched down first, and that's where multiple homes were damaged, all the injuries. They have they've requested mutual aid from allied agencies. They're continuing to do searches through the rubble to see if they can find people, because, again, this happened at 1 a.m. Most people were asleep. And so Kacey Musgraves, who is, you know, the country singer, she posted that she must be in Nashville now, because she posted that she and her husband were okay, but some of their friends in Nashville were not, and so weren't so lucky. So I think that probably by the end of today, the amount of people injured and perhaps a death count might be higher than what it is right now, as they kind of sift through all this.
Yeah.
Power lines are down, things like that. So the city's going to suffer today.
It is scary, scary stuff. Being around a tornado, near a tornado, it just is, because there's hardly anything you can do. You know, running away. If you're lucky enough to find a place that wouldn't be affected on the surface, that's why they tell you to go to the cellar. If you're in a house and you can hear that. The noise.
But even then, there are lots of pictures around of this older couple who's pulled from their house because they went to the basement and then the entire house collapsed.
Yeah.
And so they had to be pulled from rubble. So it's so powerful that it doesn't really feel like there's any way to escape it unless you're just lucky.
Oh, it's
natural
by far the scariest. Yep.
Yeah. Today is World Wildlife Day. What do the orangutans of Borneo, the elephants of Sumatra, and the black rhino all have in common? I'm sure that's what you woke up thinking this morning, or wondering, what in the world? What are these people? Yep, what are these things? I look at animals kind of as people. You know that. I kind of put everybody that walks around in the same category. And they're all these three species, critically endangered species, on World Wildlife Day today. The UN and its partners are planning to raise awareness of the gravity of this situation. An animal is only placed on the critically endangered species list if the International Union for Conservation of Nature believes the animal faces a high risk of extinction. Current estimates put the number of living black rhinos at only 2,500 around the world. And I say around the world, they're all pretty much in the same place. Russia's armor leopard, found in the far eastern recesses of the country, is on the verge of extinction with only about 40 of them left. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. So just a couple of things that sort of put a focus on World Wildlife Day, which started December 20th, 2013, proposed by Thailand. The UN established the holiday to raise awareness of the world's animals, wild animals, plants, that sort of thing. And then on March 3rd of the following year, 2014, the first World Wildlife Day was celebrated. In 2015, the UN announced the 2015 theme for World Wildlife Day was, quote, "It's time to get serious about wildlife crime." And that's where I sort of come into this. There's nothing that I find more appalling, and you've seen this with a lot of high-visibility people, actors, politicians, famous families, wealthy members. Can ask wipe. How in the world do you get satisfaction out of killing another being like that? I don't get it. And so the World Wildlife theme continues on. The future of wildlife is in our hands. That was the theme a couple of years ago. The sub-theme, the future of elephants is in our hands. I saw a picture that so appalled me, it made me cry, of an elephant that had been shot, and there was a crane picking it up by its back legs to put it into some sort of transport. And half the time when they kill the elephants, they just take the tusks off of them. I mean, that's been poaching. I've been doing that for years. It is, when you look at it, some people just haven't had the experience of seeing how disgusting it is. But it is. I mean, you see it, people hunt birds and they hunt deer and things like that. Unless the animal is a danger to society, and oftentimes, we've really pushed them out. It's kind of like the Native Americans come into this country and blow them all out. You shoot as many of them as we can to get them out of the way so we can take over their land. Well, that's kind of what we have done with the animals, too, when you get down to brass tacks. So, anyway, there are a lot of younger people who certainly, I think, participate in this. And I think a lot of schools have been. But schools are back, right? It wasn't school, but yeah, schools are back. I think some private schools are out this week, but for the most part. And colleges go on, what, next week? When does college break?
I think it's a couple weeks from now. A
couple of weeks from now, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is a good thing to be talking about in school, as far as I'm concerned. What the animals are all about, what they mean to the ecosystems, they mean to each other, in a manner of speaking. Because usually, if you have a belief, if you have a strong belief in God, or whatever you want to call spirit, the universe, it really is pretty, it's pretty compelling to understand how most of the species, and there are millions of them on the planet, rely on another part of the world, another species to survive, to live. So anyway, I think I've made my point. I hope I have anyway. If I haven't, then shame on me. Yesterday at some television news, we were talking about Shark Tank Judge Barbara Corcoran losing $400,000 to a scammer. She got it back.
I can't believe she got it back. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is pretty impressive. You follow the story, Victoria.
Doesn't happen often.
How did she get it back again?
Because the bank, the wire transaction of the $400,000 went through a bank in Germany, and so she was able to contact the bank and ask them to freeze the transfer, because the transfer isn't immediate. It usually takes a couple days to process,
right.
And so sometimes it can be a week even. So she asked the bank to freeze the money while they could prove that this was a scam, and naturally they were able to prove that this was on a scammer's bank account, and it was back in China. So it was a Chinese hacker who who basically she fell victim to a phishing attack. So luckily she got the money back. That's like Jen said, that's so rare.
Well, I know, because 114,000 people have been victim to this kind of scammers, and most of them, I'm sure, are in China. So they with 60 million in the hole, imagine that. 114,000 people lost $60 million to these no-good SOBs.
Mm-hmm.
Phishing attacks common. What happens is, I guess, Victoria, they steal the usernames, then they use the passwords, and you
get
the money.
Well, in this case, they knew the email address of the person, of the assistant, but it was one letter off. And so, on a quick glance, her bookkeeper said, yep, that's the assistant's email, that's no problem, I'm just going to wire the money. And no one thought anything of it. And unfortunately, these are the types of things you have to be so, so careful. And
nice,
always,
don't
click on any links. You know, every time my bank emails me or any type of credit card statement, mm-hmm. I never click the link through the email. I always go directly. Open up a new window, go right to the website, because it's in those emails, that's where all of the phishing scams happen.
Mm-hmm. Also in television, we were talking yesterday, too, about Judge Judy announcing her retirement on Ellen DeGeneres' program. She said this is the last season, it'll be our best year yet, and all of that sort of thing. And then she sort of has teased that she's going to do another television program, which I found kind of interesting.
It's Justice or something like that.
Yeah, Justice Judy.
Judy Justice coming out later on. Yeah. She's not tired. She's going to keep going. I think she wants to take time. She goes around with Bloomberg to every place. When he's on a whistle stop, she's on the bus. She gets out and introduces him to the crowd, which I find for whatever the reason, I find it very interesting and amusing. All right, Jen, what's on TV tonight?
All right, tonight we've got The Resident, which is new on Fox. Also a new episode of Empire. TBS has Miracle Workers Dark Ages. It's a comedy, but it's about a music fest, so you can check that out on TBS at 10:30 tonight. And I think a lot of people are going to be watching the Super Tuesday results. Much of the schedule has been cleared on the network so that they can do ongoing coverage of just who might bring it all home tonight. If you do want to see some stuff that's not election-related, however, the CW has new episodes of The Flash and DC's Legends of Tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
All right. So there it is. Set your time aside wisely. As I talk about how you spend your time wisely, those of you who are still looking around for a way to find a dependable plan that will help you lose weight, there is nothing better around than Calitrin. You know that. You've heard me say that. And sometimes, you know, repetition here is the best form of influence. When you hear me say 86% of the people who get on the Calitrin program are successful in losing the weight, and more importantly, keeping it off. 20% of your body is collagen, you know, and that's the main ingredient, along with aloe vera, in Calitrin. Just the right measurement, the digestive enzymes that help to eat up the fat. That's really what happens with collagen. It eats up the fat. So for 20-some-odd years, this formula has been working. More and more people learn about it every year. So join that group. Go to Calitrin.com. There's all kinds of, you know, there are lots of reasons. The metabolism, as I said, that sort of thing. But the fact that this is so healthy, weight loss is important and keeps you healthy. But going to Calitrin.com, getting on the program, when you lose the weight, you'll do a six-month thing. You'll keep it off. Discounts $20 on every bottle. Use the DJB code at Calitrin.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035.
That's 800-667-9035.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Talking about technology, it's Tech Talk time at 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus. First of all, did I use focus twice in that sentence? Did I, Victoria?
I don't know. I didn't.
You weren't listening to me? What an outrage. How in the world? How dare you not listen to everything I say? The New York City Council is considering a crackdown on what?
Delivery apps for food. And this is a big thing that's, once this hits New York City, I think this will be something that will roll out nationally, and I think that we'll end up seeing some legislation on this. So what happens is the New York City Council said that they want to have a crackdown on food delivery apps. They have proposed legislation that would limit the fees that restaurants and bars pay to third-party apps like Grubhub, Seamless, and Uber Eats. Those charges would be capped at 10%, and delivery companies would also need a license in New York City. One of the council members said, let's be clear, these apps are eating our restaurants alive. We need to go out and make sure that transparency is made available through this legislation to protect the small business owners, to protect the mom-and-pop restaurants. Delivery companies would also be required to tell customers what fees are being paid by the restaurants. So what happens is people think, and I know it's convenient and I use all these services too, but the New York Times did a casual investigation into the fees that these apps are charging. They found that ordering from Uber Eats can cost you, wait for it, a 91% markup, meaning you will pay 91% more for the turkey sandwich that got delivered to you instead of going to the restaurant and eating the same meal. 91% markup. Postmates' wow. overall markup can be 63%. Uber Eats is the most expensive. DoorDash had about a 46% markup, and Grubhub came in the cheapest, but it's still a 25% markup. So customers are getting hit with restaurant fees, delivery fees, driver tips, and then sales tax on top of all of that. And so obviously, like I said, it's a convenience, and most people in their offices, especially in New York City, it's easier to just order delivery than walking, you know, down to the corner store. But really, people do need to get out of the office, walk around, take a lunch break, and just stop eating at your desk because it's not healthy anyway. But now that you can see, this is going to blow your budget.
Out of the chair and take a walk.
Yep. But so many people don't. Most people in offices, they just had to, they get delivery and they sit at their desk and they eat and work right through lunch.
lunch. And, you know, that, and that's a very American thing. Everywhere else in the world, people actually take a lunch break. And it's healthier for you. Get up and walk around. But now this is unhealthy for your wallet, too. 91% markup? That's insane. For a turkey sandwich. Yeah. That's crazy.
It's good for them, not so good for you. If you're paying for it that way, yeah. Pay a lot for convenience, that's for sure. The Earth has a new mini moon, but only for a short time. Let's figure out how that works.
The Geek Out. Last week, we got the news that Earth has gotten a new second moon. Well, it's a tiny mini-moon. It's an asteroid only about 10 feet in diameter, but was pulled into Earth's orbit a few years ago. We don't know how long it will remain there, but it does qualify as a moon. Now, related to this, because it is an asteroid, is an outstanding animation on YouTube that shows off the size of various known asteroids and other bodies in space in comparison to the size of Manhattan via computer animation by placing them on top of the city. It starts with the smallest and goes to the largest. And this visual is startling to see the literal size of these objects in comparison, and then the reality of the destruction they'd do if they ran into Earth. We've posted links to this great video at the Geek Out.
You're cordially invited to Dell's semi-annual sale. Save an extra 17%, just like Dell employees, on Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and free shipping on everything. Call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/semi-annual sale. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Victoria, there's a new Facebook Messenger that seems to be faster. How does this work?
Yeah, the new Facebook Messenger app is going to roll out in the next few weeks, and Facebook says that it will be faster and smaller, meaning it'll take up less storage on your phone, and it will be a simpler design. And this is just for iPhone right now. I don't know if they've made the announcement for Android yet, but the new version of the app will load twice as fast and will be one quarter of the size of data that it will of storage space that it will take up on your phone. And so Mark Zuckerberg, of course, the CEO of Facebook, said that once you have the new version of Messenger, that it will feel much faster and feel more responsive compared to other apps that you use. And so if you're opening up the Messenger app a couple times a day to chat with friends, every second that you don't have to wait for the whole thing to load is an improvement. So to pull off the redesign, Facebook said in an engineering blog that it completely rewrote the code base of the app. I'm actually happy about this because I don't have Facebook anymore, but I still have the Facebook app, the Messenger app, and it is so clunky and cartoony, and I'm excited to see what the new redesign looks like, and hopefully it'll just be a lot sleeker.
All right, there you heard it from the person who knows, Victoria Keelan with Doug Steffen, 59 after here on today's DJV program.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.